In studio with us is Davey Lean.
Of the hard line.
He is of the hard line. It's weird because he was of the hard line.
A long time ago, but not hard line proper.
No. You were a ticker guy.
Failed ticker guy.
He was done. He'd never recover.
I thought you were pretty successful.
In my own way.
Yeah. I was always cheering for Dave Lane's.
I was proto TC.
Little sniper, sniper-like comments.
Boy, that hits.
Anyway, we wanted you in here to help us watch a video on the radio.
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. So, one of my favorite things to do when on vacation outside of the country is to fire up the tube. Now, I know, Dan, you say you don't turn on the TV in the hotel room, but when you're outside of the country, I want to see what they're doing. Like, for example...
I might do that.
Like, when we were when we went to Hong Kong, that's the first time I ever realized, and I'm just going to take this as gospel because I saw it on a TV show, they wear powdered wigs, like in court.
Huh.
Like, as a, I guess, as a British holdover.
Huh.
And I'd never seen an Asian person wearing a powdered wig before. I thought, well, that's pretty interesting. This time, in Iceland, what I primarily got was British programming. And maybe Davey can help me with this a little bit, because, like Bob, I think Davey's a bit of an Anglophile.
Yeah,
the mother country.
Mm-hmm.
So, we stumbled across a TV show that was on something called Channel 4, which is an over-the-air, public, non-cable channel put out, I guess, by the... It's BBC-related. Channel 4. And it... From what I gather, is basically like their MTV. Like, they run a late-night show on it, they run music shows on it, and they also run reality programming on it. And the show that we saw, stumbled across, is called Naked Attraction. I had Blake watch an episode of this. I watched an entire episode of this reality show with my wife and filmed her reactions to the whole thing. Naked Attraction is a reality show, the basis of which is there's a contestant, male or female, and then whatever they're into, male or female, they have six people that they can try to choose from, and those people are obscured by these booths. And they become less obscured from the foot up. Okay? And this is on TV. Regular TV. No cable. So if you want to fire up the first video here... we'll let them set it up. It's the intro to the show, and you can, it probably says a lot of stuff I just said, but you can try to get a feel for what exactly we're in for here. Keep in mind, not cable, not premium, on TV.
Modern dating has become a complicated business.
Dating online has been a nightmare.
I tried the whole Tinder thing. It's not really worked out that great for me.
Status symbols, online profiles, and the clothes we wear can all get in the way of finding our perfect mate.
I can look at a guy and go, yeah, he's fit. And then when it comes to being naked, I'm like, okay, maybe not.
But what would happen if we were stripped of all the things that usually define us? In this dating show, we go back to basics. Are you ready?
Bring on.
And start where a good day often ends. Naked.
Well. Don't know where to look.
And this is regular TV?
Regular TV.
No, but I feel like I should have done.
What are you seeing here, fellas? Really
find We're seeing full frontal. Everything, wow. Yeah.
This is fantastic.
And could and full backle.
Based solely on their natural beauty.
Happy Aguero.
Help us find the one.
I've never met anybody like this before.
That's uncircumcised.
Let's find out.
That's a theme here.
And heavily groomed.
In reverse.
Who are you going to pick for your date?
This is the hardest decision of my life. Oh, my God.
So do you pick before you ever see the face?
No, you whittle them down round by round. So as they start to
go up to the knee.
Foot, yeah, you have to kick somebody off every time.
Okay, now we go up to
So you see hammer toes and...
Exactly. Now this is why we selected this member of the hard line today and perhaps not the other that he will be hosting with. So, you know, you're flipping around on TV and all of a sudden... I just see six wieners, five of which are uncirced.
So is this a new thing for you? I've long heard that European television is much more open than our repressed rear ends in this country.
So I've always thought like topless or something.
Exactly.
But yeah, this
they
is
full. Seen that.
Yeah, like on the back page of the newspaper, this they is would like, have like a topless pic.
My growing up analogy would be this is Penthouse to what Playboy is, you know, like, this is showing everything.
Everything.
And it's on TV.
And there's six of them.
they're not showing any acts. They're just standing there.
And that's how they get around it. Apparently, like, this show has been protested, petitioned against several times, and they say it's a dating show. There are no sexual acts that take place here.
It's true.
But it is still quite jarring and shocking to just see.
Well, in the intro, when they're doing like the rapid cuts the
montage
to the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wiener, 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 boob, wiener, wiener, clam, 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 wiener.
All right. Let's go with, clip two here, Dan, and you can see this contestant, examine the wares.
Behind those colored pods, you have got six completely naked men. Each of these guys have an attribute that you have said you find physically attractive.
So it kind of looks like
we
the creative player screen.
You know, like on a sports game. You will have to whittle them down from six to one. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Can we please reveal
the bottom half of the bodies?
And six wieners.
So it just slides up?
Yeah.
And she could just look?
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't see the shadows to see if any of them were working something up to make sure they were showing well.
Uncircumcised, okay, we're about 50-50 on the...
He has a... Wait.
Yes.
He had an elephant tattoo on his hips to make it look like his ween was a trunk.
We're going to get to him for sure. Don't you wait.
I don't need to rewind it?
No, you're good. Okay. Yeah.
Jeez.
And there's six.
Where to start, Ina?
The elephant, though.
There is an elephant in the room.
And he's got a knee brace on.
No, that's not a knee brace.
Well, nice, prosthetic leg.
Nice form, no, nice shape.
That's a very large appendage.
Yeah? You think so?
Do you not think so?
It's pretty big.
Is that something you're into? Girth or length?
I think more girth than length. Because too much length is painful. He's like, let's do a doggy style, you're like, really?
Yeah, I know. It is. It's like, oh, I have to.
Out of those with a preference, 82%
okay,
of women
so now they're explain to you why
the length, and that's because of the way the is designed. Most of the pleasure nerve endings are in the first couple of inches, so more girth means more pressure and more sexual pleasure.
So she just goes about investigating all six of them. Like, she gets up close and she's like, oh, okay, that looks decent. And yeah, there's a guy with a fake leg who has elephant ears tattooed on his hips, and then he's got a trunk.
Yeah, so she,
they all look kind of gross to me. I mean, I'm not super into weens, but none of them looked very attractive.
So again, this show is called Naked Attraction. It's on.
So you just happened across this when flipping through the channels,
crying, Dan.
Like, what am I watching?
The first, I couldn't stop. I stayed up like they had a marathon. I watched.
And your wife's like, Aurora Borealis is outside. No,
whatever. Where do you want to go next, Blake? Six is my only one that I feel like we have to do.
Okay, yeah, I'll start with that one.
Okay, so let's go to
can I read the description and the title or no? Because Blake titled these.
You can do whatever you want.
Because the description of the first one was show intro, then we just got penis reveal critique, and now this one says pubic hair, black guy, giant hog.
Yeah.
Okay. Where else?
A different lady at this point, but yeah.
I think we should do one male just to
balance it up. Yeah. Lead me for.
She's interested in male and female, by the way.
Now, do they do the ladies in the same way?
They do.
Exact same
100%.
So you can only see the bottom half first?
Yeah, and they get up and they investigate it up close.
So you see from the hips down in round one, and you have
to smell.
You vote someone off, and then it goes from like hips to shoulders. So then you can see for male, like, does he have abs or whatever? Yeah. And for female, obviously, the up tops.
I don't think I'd do well on this show.
I don't think any of us would, dude.
I don't think there's been a day in my life where I've been fit enough to go on this show.
Why did I pause it on this wiener?
Yeah, well, it's tough to get around. That's the thing, though. There are a lot of really gross people on this show. They're actually pretty
or normal
realistic.
People.
Yeah, yes. Just normal. You know, it's not like The Bachelor or The
Bachelorette.
Because
the human body is kind of a gross thing.
Especially if you start at the bottom. Bachelor, Bachelorette, everyone on those shows is perfect. Everyone has abs. Everyone has, I would assume, two legs.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see here that we have already broken down that barrier.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is the one that you said is titled Pubic Hair, Black Guy, Giant Hog.
There's a lot of pubic hair there, isn't there? I'm quite surprised I'm not seeing Tarzan swing through there. If I was to see that after a third date, it would surprise me.
Have you got any disastrous pubic hair stories? Really? Any problems? Like stuck in their teeth or something like that? What, with a boy or a girl?
Both.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you feel about yellow?
I've never actually had a guy of this race before.
Okay, so never slept with a black guy?
No, never.
Be completely honest about it. How do you feel?
It's definitely the biggest up the lot.
And do you like a big willy?
I prefer average. I'm only 5'3". It's yes. going to break me.
Well, the average flaccid penis is 3.6 inches, although many men think it's bigger. Have you had a situation when you've been with a guy where you're like, I don't know what to do with that?
Yes. So he was very swanky. He took me to a hotel and everything. But when push came to shove, I was like, that ain't near me.
Intimidating.
Very.
Jeez. This is their version
of a dating game,
of a dating show.
Yeah.
So when you talk about the decay of American society and just how gross we are and just how base everything is, and it's like, oh, people only care about looks. This is what this show is, and it's apparently pretty popular. It's been on for 6 seasons.
I can't believe that she's ever gotten a hair stuck in those British road grader teeth that she had.
But you know, also
in and out,
it feels like. I mean, there's countless shows, right, that we find out were invented over there. The Office is a main one, but there's many shows that we just steal. Are you just previewing something we're going to be seeing here?
Again, I think it goes back to what Daddy was saying. We're too uptight because they have several international versions of this show. Germany, Denmark, Finland, Italy, Norway, Poland, Russia, Sweden, the Netherlands. It ain't happening here.
You can only do it on something like HBO.
And HBO is not going to stoop.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what streaming platform would even attempt this.
Pornhub.
That one might. And if you want to find clips of this show, you might have to find it
there. Let's watch the Sweden one.
You're a little more interested in that.
I don't know. You just listed off a bunch. I'm just randomly saying one of the countries that.
But it is interesting, too, because once the person narrows it down to two, well, then they have to get naked.
So and they critique them.
Does it
have to be a match? Like the person they pick has to reciprocate and pick them?
How does that work, Blake?
Wait, so ask that again?
When the contestant who's doing the picking has to get naked and they have it down to two and they pick one of the final two, then does that person have to accept or reject them or they have to go out?
I believe they always accept it and they go out. And the three episodes I saw, none of the dates went well.
So it's just like the dating game, right?
Yeah.
Because isn't that you pick the one you want to date, then they come back and say, you know, we'll pay for your date if you want to do it again.
Yeah.
And that's where the hilarity is if it doesn't go well.
Can we see a clip with boobs in it?
Play nine. It's where there's two contestants left, and then the main girl walks out, and then the two that's been critiqued the whole show then flip it around.
It's uncomfortable that Dave, because I always find it uncomfortable. I don't know how you were at your bachelor party.
To watch porn with dudes?
Yeah, one of your five bachelor parties. I don't know how uncomfortable it was.
Or even to go to the strip club.
Yeah, just because I've been at a bachelor party where a dude will fire in a porn. It's like, whoa, what do we... No.
No.
Business with pleasure here.
That's for me alone.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's watch Cut 9. Which is ladies. There are naked ladies right there.
Is she what you expected?
Three ladies.
Definitely.
Nice, neat vagina.
I know it sounds weird saying
that. Actually saying this.
Well, we had money on the fact that she'd have pubes.
Yeah. No, she's kind of exactly how I imagined, actually.
Yeah.
Great legs.
I love how petite you are and, like, similar height. I love small girls. And you've got a lovely bum. Very neat.
Okay, so it's girl and girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this is the girl with the road grader teeth. And she ended up...
She's on board with ladies or guys.
Yeah, she was bi, but she ended up with two finalists that are both...
Look at
females.
That. Yeah. And now they get to turn the tables on her. So again, this is just on regular TV in England and all over Europe, and it is close-up gut shots. I mean, it is as gross. Because again, like Dan said, nobody's into that. It is either male or female.
I mean, it's very desexualizing the way they're
That's
just standing
That's kind of what they're going
there.
For, right?
Right.
They're going for, you know, stripping away.
They're not posing. They're not trying to be sexy. They're just standing there.
They're not oiled up.
Yeah.
They're not flexing. They're just standing there.
It's so weird.
Hog out in a pod. So anyways, I don't know how you find this online.
What about this Iceland, man? So when you went there, did you think you're going to come back with this and your Wiener Museum?
I did not.
What's the Wiener Museum?
That's a segment he did yesterday about
I missed that. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
the phallus.
Phallological Museum, the largest in the world. The largest collection of...
It has ancient sculptures of wieners?
Jars and formaldehyde. Like
not sculptures.
Actual wieners.
Yeah. Like, these
famous
are bear wieners
throughout history.
These are elephant wieners. These are dog wieners.
They have a plaster cast of Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
But other than that, it's all animals. And yeah, this guy collected hundreds of them and then decided this should be a museum. And then I decided, I have to see that.
Yeah.
Did you bring the daughter?
No, she skipped that one. Yeah. Next time.
She was in the room watching the show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.